Freddy, what did I do? Yeah.
Welcome to the podcast. What did I do? I know it's been a while. It is 86 degrees in deep South Texas, and tonight it is going to go down to, it says here, 63 degrees. And here in the Rio Grande Valley, 60 degrees means it's time to make caldo. It's time to make that menudo. It's time to the girls are going to break out the boots with the furs and the leather jackets are going to come out. It's going to get crazy down here for 63 degrees. You believe that? 63 degrees. And we're already starting to feel it. It's nice. It's a nice change of pace. I prefer summers. Really, I'd rather it be sweltering hot than cold. I've said that before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around every once in a while, you'll miss it. Little Ferris Bueller throwback. But anyways, I know that I mentioned before I was going to buy a house. I'm fast forwarding a couple months that I've been out. I did not buy a house. The market is ridiculous. It seems like homes have doubled in price. And these fixer-uppers in a crowded neighborhood are priced as if they were mansions. And I thought, you know what, forget it. So I did what anybody with a rational frame of mind would do, is I bought a Corvette instead. I know what people are going to say. They've said it, I already heard it before. You know, it must be a midlife crisis. Oh, it's, you know, whatever. Whatever. But I did buy a Corvette. It's not the brand new, it's not a C8. Okay, I don't have that kind of scratch either. Let's not get crazy. It is a C7 Z06. It is black. It's got a black satin, like a matte black vehicle wrap on it. All fully leather, the 3LZ version. It is a beautiful car. It is the car of my dreams. And I still, sometimes I'll look at it and I think, wow, that's an amazing car. And it's mine. So since I didn't get the house, I got a car. And that's all right. I'm happy with it. I like it. I've always wanted one. So that's what I did instead of a house. I'm working on my master's degree. It started off with a master's in educational technology. But as it turns out, so I had to pay for that. And for a while I was thinking, oh man, you know, I'm going to have to go into debt. I'm going to have to get a loan maybe or something. Or if I pay for it on my own, it's going to be a little bit of a struggle, especially now because I'm also paying for a Corvette. But as luck would have it, I got sponsored by my work because they started a pilot program to it's like a leadership program for people that have worked there for more than 2 years. You have to be in good standing. You have to do all these, fit these requirements, which I do. And I did, and it looks like they're going to pay for my master's degree. Isn't that amazing? That's wonderful. I couldn't believe it. That's crazy. But that's what's going on. And it's an online accelerated program. So it's a one year program for my master's. And if I stick with it, which I plan to do so, I have to give it my best. I still have to work. I still have to, and still keep up with homework and projects and all that stuff. So it keeps me busy, and that's going to be good. I appreciate that my job is willing to do that for me. I'm grateful for it. I couldn't believe it, but here I am. I'm also, a couple of weeks ago, I went to Austin to check out a concert. It was Bush, which I had already seen before, Alice in Chains, which actually I had already seen them before as well, but also Breaking Benjamin, which is a band I had never seen before. I really enjoy their music. They had broken up for a while, and then with the pandemic, they weren't performing. And then here in Austin, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I got the opportunity to see them, and it was great. It was at the Circuit of the Americas. I also got to meet up with one of my nephews there. He lives in Austin. So it was good to see him. I hadn't seen him for a couple of years, I'd say, but it was a great concert. And it happened on a Wednesday night though. What I would really have wanted it for it to be, it would be maybe like on a Sunday or a Tuesday, only because in Austin on Mondays, there is a live podcast with Tony Hinchcliffe. It's called Kill Tony. Y'all should check it out if you ever get the opportunity. I wanted to catch one of those shows. That's where people put their names in a bucket. Go to the club, put their names in a bucket, and if Tony draws your name from the bucket, you have to do 1 minute of stand-up. And I was telling a friend of mine the other day, I said, hey, I'd like to try it out. Maybe I could come up with 1 minute of material, put my name in the bucket, and if they draw my name, I just do the 1 minute. You know, it's just 1 minute. So I want to try it out. I would have liked to have gone to that live podcast with Kill Tony. Again, if you've never seen it, go check it out. See how it goes. I think it's fun. And also, you know, I hear Joe Rogan's opening a club out there. I don't think it's open yet, but perhaps when he opens it, maybe I could go travel to Austin again and go check it out. A lot of comedians are moving there. David Lucas is another one. He's funny. There's a lot of comedians that are moving to Austin. My hope is that it'll be a good place to visit for comedy, and it's looking like it will be. Next month, I am doing a 30-mile bike ride. That's going to be in Goliad. So far, it's a go for October. I've only done 30 miles once, and it went all right. So I think I can do it again. Although I will say, when I did it the first time, part of the reason that I was going a little bit fast or not quitting was because there was a stretch where there were dogs loose, and I could see them approaching me as if they were going to chase me. They were going to chase me down. So I would just pedal as fast as I could to get past these dogs. Plus the vehicle that I was following was way ahead of me, and I was by myself. And so I wanted to get away from the dogs. And I think that was kind of part of the reason I didn't quit, because I didn't want to get mauled by a dog. Although this time I am going with a couple friends of mine. They're more expert level, so I think I'll be following them. Hopefully they don't leave me behind. I can stay, stay with them. In that case, if any dogs approach us, maybe they can help me out, or I'll pull in between two of them, let the dogs get them. So that's what I'm going to give it a shot. I also want to make it to I'm not sure. I need to look at the schedule. I need to check in with my NFL expert. Shout out to Mark, the true blue Dallas Cowboy fan. I want to make it to a game. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think Houston and Dallas are playing. So I'm hoping maybe I can make it to that game. Maybe me and him can go. and check it out. That would be fun. And as a matter of fact, I think the next podcast I do is I'll let me invite him. He was out of town. We'll get you caught up with him and see what he's been up to. And we'll do a little Cowboys talk. He's always good for it. So yeah, I want to make it to one of those games. I think it'll be fun. So a lot of things going on. Things are good. I can't complain. To be honest, I think because I'm kind of not self-sabotaging, but and I don't want not to gloat, but things are going all right for me. I can't complain. So things are good. And I don't want to get into the frame of mind of second guessing why things are going good and thinking to myself, hey, if things are going so good, it's bound to go the opposite way. Right? I don't want to think like that because who knows? Maybe it's, I've my life has been pretty hard. And maybe this is the turnaround time. I don't know. But I don't want to self-sabotage it. I don't want to say that, oh, things are going so good that it's bound to go bad. I'm just being a hater of myself. I'm trying to self-sabotage myself. I'm not going to say that. I'm just going to say things are going good and I appreciate that and I'm grateful. If things go bad, well, that's out of my hands. Maybe maybe it's not that things are going so well. It's maybe I'm dealing with things better. I'm not so negative. At least I don't think I am. I don't think I am. And I think I think people around me might be changing their opinions of me. I used to be so negative, angry. And just upset with every little thing. Anything would trigger me. But now, maybe it's because I'm getting older. I think, you know what, who cares? You know what, whatever. I mean, I still get the initial shock or anger of or whatever. But then it's just like, eh, who cares? There's other things. So there is that. And I think I'm going to. Well, I'm still, of course, my faith. I'm still working on my faith. Still falling down. Still getting up. Still doing confession. Still fighting. I'm not quitting. I'm not perfect. I make so many mistakes. But I gotta keep on fighting the good fight. I'll never abandon my faith because it's like God doesn't abandon me. So why should I abandon him? Fighting the good fight, still praying, still doing my rosary, still doing confession, still doing mass. And I'm gonna stick with it. So until next time, this is Freddie with What Did I Do?